Okay, we're holding about a Basra Daf Yud. Still continuing the Tzedakah Sugyas. We are two lines from the bottom on Tes Amidbeis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar. Kol Ragyo, Lasos Tzedakah. So Ragyo, the English word regular, is derived from the Hebrew word Ragyo. Anybody who regularly gives Tzedakah, some explain this means not only that they give on their own, or they encourage and enable others to give tzedakah, even if they themselves can't necessarily, you know, do it themselves. They fundraise or they create, you know, interesting ways like Chinese auctions or, you know, charity back, whatever these things, these are to help others give as well. So that would mean kol harogil laso tzedakah zoiche. So what's it going to be? Havarin le bonim bale chachma. You'll have children who are masters of chacham, of wisdom, bale osher, masters of wealth, bale agada. They'll be masters of agada, bale halacha, b'chacham, sorry, bale chacham, b'tichsiv, on top of Amad Aleph, yimsa chayim, find life, right? Bale osher, how do you know they'll have wealth? The tichsiv says tzedakah, tzedakah, I mean, he'll be able to give tzedakah. Bale agada, how do you know that they're going to be able to give good drashas? Tichsiv v'chavod, there's a special kavod for those who give drashas in public, and people enjoy that, you know. They get more covered necessarily. It doesn't mean the biggest Talmid Chachamim, but it means that they're very, you know, they're very popular. Magid Yishir, they give a good drasha. That's the covered. Kosev Hacha v'chavoy v'chosev Hasam says over there. Covered Chachamim yinchalu. It says in Mishlei that they're going to inherit honor. Tanya, we learn in Brisa Hayir Meir Oimer Kolo. I'm sorry. Yeshlo lebal hadin hashivcha v'leim lecha. An opponent could bring a taina, an argument against you, and say like this: Im Eloheichem Ohevaniim, who if your God loves poor, Biplema Enu Mafarsin, so why doesn't he provide them with a parnasa? Meaning we have to do that, right? So Amalo, so say back to him, Kedei Shenitzel Anu, that we should be saved, Behem Medina Shel Gehenim, we should be saved from punishment in Gehenim, because we're doing the mitzos, and therefore it's good for us. And this question, Zot Sheila, this was the question Shal was asked by Turnus Rufus, Laharasha, Ezra of Yekiva. Im Eloheichem Ohevanim, who if your God loves poor people, Mepneima, Im Farsman, so why doesn't he give him Parnassus, Amalos? Rabbi Yekiva answered back to him, Kedei, Shenitzel Anu, Bohen, Midinah, Shel Gehenim, that we should be saved from Gehenim through the Zechus of giving Tzedakah to them. So Amalos, Turnus Rufus says, Adarabba, Faker. So Shmechayvin Gehenim. This is going to make you chayv to go to Gehenim. Emshol Chamash. I'll give you a parable of what this is compared to. L'mach Gal V'Tomu. What's this similar to? L'melech Bosav Adam Shekas Al Avdo. You have a king of flesh and blood who's angry at his avid. V'Chavasho Beis Asurim. He locks him up in jail. V'Tziva Olav. He commands regarding this person. Sholachilo V'Sholahashkoiso. Nobody should give this guy anything to eat. Nobody should give this avid anything to drink. And somebody goes ahead and disobeys the king's command, and this Eved who is locked up in jail, he gives him food to drink, right? So isn't the Melech going to get angry at him? Meaning, what is he saying? Hashem wanted this person to be poor. He made a gezeirah on them, and you're now trying. You're breaking the rule. Which just agav. This was the depth of the argument of the Anshei Sedoim ben Amora. We know the Gemara tells us about how ruthless they were and how prohibitive they were to doing any sort of tzedakah or chesed for others. It was a rishus, but the sevara behind it was that Hashem created this person this way. God made this person poor. So who am I to interfere with a divine plan by helping out this person? So again, we don't believe this, but that was their hashkafa. So over here, that's the same thing over here that Turnus Rufus is saying to Rabbi Akiva. So you're going to get angry. Hashem's angry at you for helping out these people. Atem krim avadim, and you're called avadim. You're the Jewish people of Eved. Shnei mar ki li v'nei at Yisrael avadim. He knows a pasuk in where is it? Parsh Bahar, right? Bahar v'chokosai. But amalo Rabbi Akiva says back to him, em shalucha mashal, I'll give you a mashal mahadav adomi. What's it really compared to? The melech bos avadam shekos al bino. It's a king who's angry at his son. Now, all the difference in the world depends on whether you locked up your son or whether you locked up your Eved. So he commanded, no one should feed my son, no one should give my son anything to drink. And then someone goes ahead, anyway, disobeys the king's command and feeds him, gives him what to drink. Lo Doron B'shagilo, is he going to give him some gifts? Meaning, he's really happy. A king loves his son. Hashem loves the Jewish people. Vanan Kruim Bonim, we are called Hashem's children. Dechsiv Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem. Right? We are Parshas Re'ei. We are your children. So Amalo. So Turnus Rufus says back to Bikiva. Atem Kruim Bonim. Vatem Ukrim Avadim. Sometimes you're called Bonim. Right? Like we say in the Rosh Hashanah. Davne Imke Bonim Imke Avadim. Sometimes we're called sons, sometimes we're called servants. When you do what Hashem wants, you're His sons. When you're not doing what Hashem, you're an Eved. Right now, again, he's living in a time period by the Churban Beis Hamikdash. This is the time period of the Bar Kochva rebellion, right? So we know that they were in a low place, right? Achshav. Lost my spot. Right? You're not doing it right now, so that means you're not bonim, you're an eved. And if you're an eved, then it's my mashal, not yours, which is correct. It's my mashal that the king does not want you to do tzedakah and to give food and drink to people who have been punished. So Amr lo, he gives his back to him. Harihu Omer, the pasuk says, Halo paros, l'ra'i v'lachmecha, v'aniyim merudim tovi bayis. Right? This is the pasuk on previous daf, which we saw darshan. Se'emasai, when do we say that you share your bread, right? And the poor are kicked out of your house. Se'aniyim merudim tovi bayis. When do we have to bring these people in? Idna, nowadays when this happens, paros, l'ra'i v'lachmecha, meaning the Roman soldiers are being put into our house. And at the same time that the Roman soldiers are being put into our house, it says we're sharing our bread with the people who are hungry. So that's what we're doing. Dorish Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shalom kishem shenizonosav she'adam it's kitzuvim loy mirosh Hashanah. Just like a person is allocated how much money they're going to have for Rosh Hashanah the whole year, kach chesronosav she'adam kitzuvim loy mirosh Hashanah. So too, how much he's going to lose is determined. I want to say lose. How much he's going to part with? It's going to leave his hand. You can leave your hand for good reasons. You gave it to tzedakah, or you can leave your hand because you got a flat tire or something like that. Zoch, if a person's meritorious, then what's going to be? Halo paros lorei lachmecha. He'll give it to tzedakah. Lo zoch, if he's not, v'aniyim merudim tovi bayis. Then you'll have to, the government's going to put soldiers in your house. You're going to have to use your money to support them and to feed them. Ki hai de me'achtei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was the nephews of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He saw in a dream to borrow the mechsar sheva maya dinre. He's going to lose 700 dinar over the year. Asinhu, so he encouraged them, right? Shaka minayhu litzadaka, and he got them to give money to tzedaka. Push gabayhu shivsar dinre. He was left with 17 dinar at the end. They gave away, what's the math? 683, and they had 17 left. Kipur, and that was Erev Yom Kippur, Shadr de Bekesar Mak Tinu. The government came, they sent messages, and took the last 17 coins. So Amalahu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so he said to them, right, Lo titchalu, don't be afraid. Shivsar dinre gabaychu shaklinhu minaychu. They're going to take the 17 coins that are still remaining with you. So Amalei, so they said, the nephew said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Menayin, how did you know this? Right, Hanyo. So he told him, I had a dream about you guys, and he told them the whole thing was they're going to lose 700 coins. So Amrulay, they said, Amailon. Right? Why didn't you tell us? Benis Vinhu, we'll give it away. Right? Why don't you tell us? Give $700 of tzedakah this year. Why didn't you tell us this was the thing? So Amrulahu, so he said back to them, Amina, I thought. Why don't you do the mitzvah lishma? If you knew lichatchila you were going to lose that amount of money, say you would have written one check and done. You wouldn't have got the mitzvah. But now that you knew about it, you did the mitzvah lishma of giving tzedakah, not realizing that was really predetermined. You were going to part with that money. I don't say losing, it just means it's going to leave your hand. You can leave your hand for good things. Rav Papa have a salik bedarga. Rav Papa was climbing up a ladder. Ish tamet kare. Boy, the Mayfall, he foot slipped and he almost fell. So Amr hash to Cain, he chayiv man, the son Elon, kimechale shabosos, chod yavor zara. So he's speaking about himself, the one who hates us, like it was a euphemism on himself. Now he's chayiv for like being mechal Shabbos and for being avoid of zara. They're chayiv for skila. So that's the equivalent of what it means when he was falling off the ladder. He was dropping down. That's like skila, which is fasting. I forget. I don't know where I was when I was listening. I was listening how long ago. It was a tape cassette. I think it was one of the shiurim from Eish HaTorah. And one of the rabbanim that was talking about, I don't remember his name, but he's saying, look at how, he quoted more about, look how different Rav Papa was than us. When we fall or slip on something, we look down to the ground to see, what was it I just tripped on? I just tripped on a banana peel. When Rav Papa slips and falls, he looks up to Shemayim and understands that everything that's happening in his life is a divine message. So I understand this wasn't stam that he's slipping down the ladder. That's like being chayv skila. So you say, what's going on over here? So amalei chia bar Rav midifti Rav Papa. So he said to Rav Papa, Shema maybe ani bol yadcha. Maybe a poor person once came to you below parnaso, and you didn't give him a parnaso. So therefore, you were given like a little glimpse of the type of punishment that you really deserve. How do you know? Datani learns a brisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol hamatlim eina min hatzedakah. Anybody who hides his eyes, turns his eyes away from giving tzedakah, fi'ilo obed avodazar. It's like you are worshipping idols. Chesiv hacha, because it's written in one place. You should have a bad thought in your heart. It's in Parshas Re'eh, right? And it also says in there, Yatzo Nashim Bnei Belial. People, men who've gone out without any yoke. Malaholan Avodah Zara, Afkan Avodah Zara. So just over there, they're talking by that sort of the Irhani Dachas is Avodah Zara. So to hear, but not giving it tzedakah. That's like comparison to a Avodah Zara. Tanya learned the Raisa Omer Velozer Rabbi Yosi. Kol tzedakah v'chesed sheYisrael oisin ba'olam hazeh. Any tzedakah, any chesed of you in this world, shalom godo praktun gedoylin bein Yisrael avihin shevashemayim. It makes a lot of peace, and it's going to be good to intercede on our behalf between the Jewish people and Hashem in Shemayim. Shemayim, as the post says, Kol Hashem al toivu beisim is Mar Zeach, va'al telech lifsoid, va'al tonoi lohem, ki asafti es shalomi me'es ha'am hazeh. Don't go into the house of mourning, don't bemoan, don't cry for them. They took away my peace from this people. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. They took away this thing. As a chesed, as a rachim. They took away my chesed, my kindness, my rachim, my compassion. Someone says, chesed, what's that talking about? Zugnil's chasod, that's when you do acts of kindness for a person. Rachmin, the mercy, zu tzedakah. So that shows when there is chesed, is rachmin, that Hashem has shalom as people. So this line in the Gemara over here, that anybody who's kol hamatlim einav min hatzedakah, anybody who turns his eyes away from giving tzedakah. So the Rambam says very strong things about this. In Perek, there's a whole Perek, the 10th Perek over here in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. I'm going to skip a little. Let me go back to Aleph. Chayvin Anu Li Hizakir B'mitzvah Tzedakah Yoyse Mikol Mitzvah Aseh. Right? We have to be careful with Tzedakah when all mitzvahs Aseh. Sheh Tzedakah Simen Letzadik Zera Avraham Avinu Shnemar Yedati Lemana Sheh Yitzaveh Ezbonav Aso Tzedakah. Right? So the idea that we're following in the path of Avraham, skipping with the Ein Yisrael and the Golan Elabit Tzedakah, that we're only going to be redeemed through the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Then Halacha Gimel, Kol Malim Eina Min Tzedakah, Hareza Nikra Belial, Kemo Shenemar Ovid Avodah Zarah, Belial, Uva Akum Hu Oimer, Yotzu Anoshim B'nei Belial, Malim Eina Min Tzedakah Hu Oimer, Hisham Lecha Pen Yehiel Devar, Im Vavche Belial. Nikra Rosha, the person's called a Rosha, Nikra Choyte, he's called a sinner, right? And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the screaming out. There's a special bris that's made for the person who cries out. So again, on the one hand, we see the greatness of tzedakah, and on the other hand, the flip side of the coin, no pun intended, but the flip side is when a person doesn't give the tzedakah, the tremendous Avodah Zarah, Rasha, Chayte, v'chule. Okay, continues the Gemara, Natanya, Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Gedola Tzedakah, Shemakar Eves, Esakulas, we just said the Rambam, but the sources from this Gemara, Shemar Koamar Hashem, Shimru mishpat ba'asu tzedakah ki kroyve yeshuasi lavoi v'tzidkasi lihigalos. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, give tzedakah, do justice, my Yeshua is coming, my righteousness is going to be revealed. Hu haya oimer, he would say, asar devarim kashin, there are 10 strong things created in this world. Har kasha, a mountain is strong, barzo machatko, but iron, which is stronger, can cut it up. Barzo kasha, iron is strong, Ur mefapo, but firewood melted. Ur kasha, fire is strong. Mayim mechabin oso, but water could extinguish it. Sounds like a whole chadgadi over here. Mayim kashim, water is strong, right? Tsunami, something like that. Avim soivlim oso, but clouds can bear it, right? There's moisture in the clouds. Avim kashim, but clouds could be strong. Ruach mefazartan, but wind could cause it to blow away, to disperse it. Ruach kasha, wind could be strong. Guf sovlo, but the human body could stand up to a strong wind. Guf kasha, body can be strong. Pachad shovro, but fear breaks it. Pachad kasha, fear is strong. Yachad nefigo, but wine causes that to be forgotten, dispels it. Yain kasha, wine can be difficult. Shena mitfahachto, but sleep could you sleep it off, it drives it away. Umisa kasha mechulam, but death is worse than. Is stronger than all them. Utsadaka matzelas min hamisa. Tzedaka saves a person from misa. Dichsiv utsadaka tatzil mimavis. So, very interesting. I got it about the 10 strong things, but at the end of the day, it's the tzedaka that wins out over mavis. Dor Rabbi Dostoi, but Rabbi Yanai. Bo'ure, come and see. Shalok kimidas baser. I'm sorry, kushmidas hakodesh baruchu midas baser vedam. Interesting. Bo Re'e is like the Yusham has a lashon of Tachazi, right? When Shas Bavli wants to bring a rive or something, they say Tashma, come and hear. I'll tell you about it. Tachazi is like a higher level. Come and see. I'm gonna show you this. So Bo Re'e, come and see. What's the thing? Midas Basav Adam Adam Mevi Doron Gadol LeMelech. A person brings a great gift to the king. Safek Mekablin Oso Nehemu Safek Ain Mekablin Oso Mena. Maybe he's gonna accept it. Maybe the king's not gonna accept it. If he's going to accept it, maybe he's going to see the king's face, maybe he's not going to see the king's face. That's by a boss of Adam. However, it's not that way with God. A person gives a coin to the poor person, he's zoiche to see the pnei shechina, right? Shneemar, ani b'tzedek, with my tzedakah, echezefonecha, I will see your face. I will be satisfied when I wake. I will see this. So this is the din about the idea about giving a coin. Rabbi Elazar Yohev Pruta La'ani B'Hadar Matzil. He would give a coin to an ani first before, and then he would start davening. I'm going to see your face. That's with the Shechina. Now, it's interesting. This is actually brought down in Halacha, in Or Chaim, Simon Sadi Beis, Sif Yud, Mechaber has five short words. Tov Litein Tzedaka Kodem Tefila. It's good to give a Tzedaka, right, before davening. Ber HaGol quotes our Gemara here in Baba Basra. The Mishnah Berurah says something interesting, right, that you should do it before the Tefila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ani b'tzedek echze panecha." Uve'ezek kihilos in some communities, kedoshes niskan haminhag litein tzedaka k'shemagi haposek va'osher ata Moshe b'kol. Right? They're like in Pesukei Dezimra, so that's the point where they give. I think like the article Siddur has, there's a minute to give tzedaka at this time. Many, many Siddurim have this idea. Yesh mekomo says the Mishnah Berurah shenogin lekabit tzedaka be'ez kriyas haTorah. That they go around collecting lekabit, they go around the kabit, they go around getting it. This is not proper. It's not proper to go around with this. The person can't hear because the guy's walking around with the pushka and the change. And excuse me, you have a few quarters. Blah, blah, blah. It's not right. Because of this, he says, right, this, they don't hear from it. Rishachner pointed out that really, the minhag somehow became to give tzedakah during Chazaras HaShatz, but that's not really the proper time. You see clearly from the pasuk over here that you're supposed to give before then. Va'ani b'tzedek echeze ponecha, but with the tzedakah should come before I daven, before I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the halacha that's learned out from Mark over here. So Morgan asks now, my esba b'hakit tumarasecha. What does it mean that when I'm satisfied when I wake up, right, with your tamuna, with your likeness? Amr of Nach, remember Yitzchak, Eile Tamir Chachamim, Shemen Nadadin, Shena Me'aynehem Be'olam Hazeh. These are Tamir Chachamim who banish sleep from their eyes in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mas Bi'an, Me'ziv Shechina Lo'olam Habo. Hashem is going to give them a special Zechus to Tosit. As the famous Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a person shouldn't waste a single night. right? Because the most of one's chacham is achieved during the nighttime. So that's where the idea that these Tamid Chachamim are pushing themselves, and they push away the sleep from their eyes. That's what means they're going to wake up and they're going to be satisfied with your temuno, with a vision, with a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Yochanan, my dechsev, malve Hashem chonin dal. Hashem graciously gives the poor who makes alone, right? If the Pasuk says, you couldn't say this, that the borrower is a servant to the lender. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Chibar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Rami. See, one Pasuk says, Lo yo'il hoin b'yoim evro, tzedakah tatzim b'mavis. That riches aren't going to save a person on the day of wrath, but tzedakah will save him from death. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. Kesiv says, "Lo yo'il otzros resha utzedakah tatzim b'mavis." The treasures of the wicked aren't going to profit him anything, but the tzedakah will save him from this. So, what do you have to have both of these two pasukim? That tzedakah is tatzil, will save a person from dying. Shtei tzedakos halal lama, right? What do you need both of them for? So achas kishemat tziloso mimisa mishuna. One of them will save the person from a misa mishuna. Achas shematzilu mimid dina shel gehenim. And one is going to save a person from the what's it called, the din of gehenim. I actually just saw something. One second. In the sefer tefillin over here from Yaakov or Shechter, Shlita. So they have for like each of these, that's all of them, but he brings before certain these prakim. Yeah, here it is. Kuf Tes Zion, right? Hapti ki Yishma Hashem es kol tachonai, like we say by the in one kibbutz familiar from Tehillim. So Kuf Tes Zion, ha'omur todir lo yomus misa mishuna v'lo misa pitomis. That there's this idea brought down that this is also a segula for that. Besides the tzedakah, but you know, Tehillim also has this koch to be matzio. Okay. Yo, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Eze hish matzilu mi dina shel gehenim. Right, what is this going to save them? Hahu dichsiv be'as, it says evra. When it says it's going to wrath, dichsiv yom evra hayom hahu. It's a day of wrath, right? Ve'ezo hi shematzila mimisa mishuna. What's the type of tzedakah that's going to save the person from the misa mishuna? It's now on the base. Nosna ve'ena yodea leminosna. A person who gives doesn't know who's really getting it. This is the famous idea that Rambam has the different levels, the eight levels of tzedakah, right? About whether you know who it is, but he don't know who gave it to him, or he knows that you got it from you, you know who you're giving it to. So this idea about giving it, but you don't know who you gave it to. Not the yodei let me not the one who the guy's taking it doesn't know who he took it from. Not the ain yodei let me know. No, you're giving it and you don't know who you gave it to. La fuki mi de mar ukva, the same state of mar ukva. Right? Not the ain yodei let me not lo la fuki mi de rebi abba. This is excluding the case of Rabbi Abba, who would just make his money hefker, and like he would just like, what's it called? He would I think live behind his back. It's like they knew who it was coming from, but he didn't know who was giving it. So how should a person act in order to, you know, people don't know who they're giving it to, and people don't know who they're getting it from. Just put it into a community funds, and that way, you know, no one's going to feel embarrassed, you know, when they see you or anything like that, because they're not going to know who you gave it to, and you're not going to know who you gave it to. Basically, I ask you a cash, what should a person do? They don't have male children. You should give, you know, liberally your money to poor people. You should make your wife happy. You should gladden your wife before they have tashmish. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov oimer lo yitin adam pruto arniki shot tzedakah ela inke memuna aleha. Rabbi Chanani ben Tranyan, you should only give if you have a great trusted, you know, worthwhile person like Chanani ben Tranyan, right? If he's supervising it, then that's what you should do. But that seems to imply this is the mace fate. The kasha is that's not really always preferred to give to this arniki shot tzedakah. You have to have somebody great like that, right? Now again, it's interesting when these things the Gemara's talking about having, you know, bonim zecharim, the idea is about focusing on other people's needs, whether that's the tzedakah, whether that's one's wife, etc. It's not putting the emphasis on yourself, but putting the emphasis on how you could help others and you know, creating a sense of otherness in your own identity, thinking about someone else. So he says the Gemara, he caught Amrinan, when we said this idea, that's really, that's the preferred way to doing it, no, it's not a kasha. It's when we're talking, when you have somebody like Chananya ben Shadya, and that's what we're talking, if he's supervising, then you should put it into the tzedakah funds. Rabbi Avahu, Amr Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, ask the world, b'met torim keren Yisrael. What is the horn of the Jewish people going to be lifted up for? So Amalei v'chisisa. When it says v'chisisa, that's the, talking about the donations, the tzedakah that they give, the contributions that the Klal Yisrael have given. But Amar Yavahu Shalu es Shlomo ben David. They asked Shlomo, son of David, ad heichan koicha shel tzedakah. How far does the power of tzedakah go? So Amalei says, Tzuru u ma pirish David abba. Go look at what my father David explained. Pizer nosan evyonim tzidkoso medes la'ad karno tarum b'chavod. He gives freely, he gives to the poor, his righteousness will be forever, his horn will be exalted with covet, with honor. Rabbi Abba Omer, mehocha, from here, hu meromim yishkon mitzados saloim misgabo lachmo nitan memav ne'emonim. He'll dwell on high, and his place of defense will be a fortress of rocks, his bread will be given, his water will be certain, will be sure. Matam meromim yishkon mitzados solaim misgabo. What's the reason why he'll be on high and he'll have these, you know, the strong defensive rocks? Mishum, because the lachmo nite, because he's giving his bread to the poor people. Umeimav ne'emanim, because his water will be sure, because it's given faithfully. He's a trusted person. Va'omer bi'avahu shalu es shlomo le'ashlomo ezeru ben ha'olam haba. Who's a person who's destined to get olam haba? Amar lahem, he said, Kol shit kineged zekein av kavod. Anybody who is before his elders will be his glory. Ki ha de Yosef berei de Rav Yoshua chalash. This is a famous story of Yosef, the son of Yoshua, got sick. He fainted. Ingid. Amar le avua. So his father said, my chazis, when you had this vision of, you know, you were like half in this world, half in the other world, well, what did you see? Amar le, he said to him, olam hafuch reisi, I saw an upside down world. Right, El Yonim Lamata, the Tachtonim Lamala, the people who are considered important in this world, all the big shots, right, all the wealthy people and the powerful people, they're really insignificant in the next world. But those who are below, the people you think are nobodies, the Nachschleppers, the insignificant people, they're really very high up. Like Gewalt, you never know. So Amalei Olam Boru Reisa, you didn't see an upside down world. You said I saw. Olam Hafuch? No, you saw a clear world. You saw the true world. You saw in that place, in the Olam HaEmes, you saw the way it really is, what a person's spiritual and their moral state, that determines who's really important. Not that how much money you have, not that what Hollywood has to say about you, politicians, the Emesic people, the Erlich Yidin. Anan Hechel Chazisim, but how did we look? Us, the Talmid Chacham, how did we look in the Olam HaEmes? So Amalei says, "Ki heich de chashvinan hacha, chashvinan hasam." The same way we are chashiv here in this world, we're also chashiv up there. I mean, you would have thought it's olam hafuch, since we're machshiv tamid chacham, maybe they would chas v'shalom also be on the bottom. The next one says, "No, that's not what it is." Shemati shehayu oimrim, and he said, "This is his son, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda." Added on, I heard they were saying, "Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamudu biyado." How happy is the person who comes here and has his tamudu biyado? So I remember Rabbi Rasner quoted a marsha on the Gemara where he said that the Talmud Biyado means the notebooks, the times that you wrote down, you went to Shiurim and you took notes on that because it was important, you didn't want to forget it. That's called the Talmud Biyado. So it's an idea of, you know, we assume it means you're holding it, you have a command of the material, right? But the marsha is also a chizik for those of us who take notes. Ushamati Shahai Om, I heard them say Harugi Malchus, right? A person who's killed by the government, Ein Ko Bria Yechol Amod B'Mechitzah. So no one can stand within their mechitza in their things. Man, in who they're referring to? Tzina Rabbi Akiva V'Chaver. If you can tell me it's Rabbi Akiva and his Chaver who were killed by the Romans, right? It can't be. That's what he's talking about. Meshum Harugi Malchus Masulo. The only Chashiv was there. They were killed by the Romans. No, these people were tzaddikim. These were Yisani Olam. Right, it's a pshita, the law of Hachinami. Even if that happened, they would have been great. El Harugi Lod. It was talking about the people who killed in Lod. They were killed for Kiddush Hashem, but they were not necessarily Talmid Chacham. But this is a big chizik also. People who are killed because they're Jewish, ein ko bria yachol amav b'michatosan. So the kedoshim from World War II, and from those who were killed in Eretz Yisrael with the Arab terrorists, this is a big chizik that we understand that we can't even fathom where these people are in Shemayim right now. Yeah. Okay, Tanya, in the rice, Omer lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'talmidav, Benai, Marsh Omer hakosuv tzedakah teroimeim goy v'chesed umim chatas. Righteousness exalts a nation, but the chesed of the people is a chatas, is a sin. So Nana Rabbi Eliezer v'Omer, Rabbi Eliezer answers it like this, tzedakah teroimeim goy, righteousness exalts a goy, a nation, Eli Yisrael. This is the Klal Yisrael. The Chiv says, "Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baret." Who's like my people? Who's one nation? The Chesed Umim Techatos, but the Chesed, the kindness of the people is a sin. Kol Tzedakah the Chesed She Umas Ha'Olam Osin. All the acts of charity and the kindness that the Umas Ha'Olam do, that's a Chatos. Chet Ulehem She Einim Osin Ela His Gadel Bo. They only do it to elevate themselves, which is the Tanya points out is actually natural. Normal, the person would do such a thing. The Chiddush is the way that the Klal Yisrael goes beyond that, does things that are unnatural, against the tendency of Teva. Koshnema, like the Pasuk says, Di lehavon mahak ravin nichochin le'elo shemaya umetzala'in lechaye malka uvenohi. Pasuk in Ezra, they're sacrificing these pleasant aromas to the God of Heaven. They pray for the life of the king and his sons. So even though they're bringing these offerings, they're really only doing it for their own benefit. One second, and if you do that, that's not like a real tzedakah gemura, right? Hatani, we learned in a brisa, ha'omer sela ze l'tzedakah b'shul shi'ichim b'nai, I guess, right? My son should live. B'shul she'ezgel olam haba. I'm doing this that I'm giving the tzedakah, I get to get olam haba. Harizet tzadik gomer. That's complete righteousness. It's what you're doing, right? So what do you mean? It sounds like you're doing it for selfish reasons. No, ha lokasha can be Israel, can be goy. When talking about that, it's completely righteous that he's a it's not a goy. That's if a Jew does it, right? But if you're seeing that it's not counted like a tzedakah, that's referring to a goy. I think the Jews don't give money on that things are going to work out. Even if they don't get the benefit they want, right? It doesn't materialize, they're still happening. But the Masha'in came by the Goyim, that's conditional. And then they would have Charata if they don't get exactly what they wanted to as a reward for their Tzedakah. Nan, Rabbi Yeshua Omar, Tzedakah, Tromim Goy. Rabbi Yeshua answered the question about these Pesukim, Eli Yisrael. This is the Jewish people. Right? They do this just so that their malchus, their rulership can continue. Shneamar, like the pasuk says in Daniel, lahin malka malki yishpar alach v'chatayayich b'tzedaka pruk v'ayavayasach. That my king, let the council be accepted for you. Break your sins by giving the tzedakah, and your iniquities by doing mercy to the poor, so that you'll have your shalva, your serenity will be have a longness, will be extended. Right. So this is what the argument that Daniel made to Nebuchadnezzar. So you see that his motive was really for his own benefit. Gamliel said, "Tzedakah tromim goy, Eli Yisrael." That is the Jewish people. The Chesed mika amcha Yisrael. Chesed lumin terachatas. What the goyim do is a chatas. Kol tzedakah v'chesed shegoyim osin chet hulahem shein osin ela his yahir bo. They do it only because they want to be haughty. Kol hamatz yahir noifel b'gehenim. Anybody who's haughty is going to end up in gehenim. Shnemar zed yahir leitz shemo oisib evras zodon. The proud and the haughty person. The one who's a scorner, he's arrogant, and he's going to have wrath. Vein evra el gehenim. This wrath really means gehenim. Shneamar yom evra hayom hahu. That's the day of wrath. Amar ben Gamliel adayin anetzichin lemodoi. We still need to hear what modoi. Modoi is Rabbi Eliezer hamodoi. He was lived after the korban. He was a young talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Elazar Hamodai Omer, Tzedaka Teromim Goy Eli Yisroel, Techziv Umikam Chai Yisroel Goy Echad, Veches Lumas Chatas, Kol Tzedaka Vechesed Sheumas Oilam Osin, Chetu Lehen, it's a sin, Shein Osin El Lecharif, Osan, Osanimbo. The only reason they do it is like to taunt us. Shneimer, like the Pasuk says with Yirmiyahu, V'yave V'yas Hashem Kashe Diber Ki Chatosim L'Hashem V'lo Shematem V'kolo V'ailechem Hadavar Hazeh. Right? Hashem did this because you sinned against him, you didn't listen to his voice, that's why this thing's happened to you. So they use this as a pretext to taunt us. Now the Rebbe, Nechunya ben Hakana V'Omar. Again, the next one. Again, Tzedaka Tromim Goy V'chesed L'Yisroel V'umim Chatas Amalhem Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai L'Talmidov Nirin Divrei Rebbe Nechunya ben Hakana Midivrei Umidivreichem. Right, his Nechunya ben Hakana seems more accurate than my statement and yours. Why? Right, he gives the tzedakah and chesed to the Jewish people, and to the umos ha'olam gives the chatas. Right, so this sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also said a pshat, but we don't have any recorded version of that. So what is it? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say about this pasuk? Titania Omelhem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kishem Shechatas Mechaperes al Yisrael, just like a chatas korban is brings kapora, Kach Tzedakah Mechaperes al Umas Oilam. So too, Tzedakah is a kapora for the Umas Oilam. Right? If for Hurmiz, Imei de Shavar Malka, she was the mother of Shavar Malka, Shadra Arba Mea Dinre Lekaimei de Rebbe Ami. Right, she sent 400 dinar to Rabbi Ami, velo kablinhu, but he didn't accept it. So, okay, she tries again. Shadrinhu l'kaimi de Rava. She sent this money, the 400 dinars to Rava, the kablinhu. Right, he accepted it. Mishum shalom malchus, to make peace with the government, not to ruffle the feathers, not to start up with them. Shom Rabbi Ami ikpid. So Ami heard about this, that he accepted, that Rava accepted the money. He was makpid. He was upset. Amri said, Lastly, doesn't he hold from this pasuk in Yeshayahu? Vosh ketziva tishavarna nashim bos meiros osa. When the boughs are withered, they'll be broken off. The wind will come and it'll be set on fire. The rav mishum shalom malchus. Right? Okay. What does the pasuk mean? That really that a nation will be destroyed when they don't have any more merits to them. So why are you giving this Persian nation more merit, more zechuyos, that they could by giving out the tzedakah, we want them to be punished, right? So because you accept this punishment, right? So Rav Mishum Shalom Malchus, no, he did it because he wanted the Shalom Malchus. Then the Rabbi Ami's army, doesn't the Rabbi Ami also hold from this, right? Mishum Shalom Malchus, right? So Iboy Le Limifleginhu La Anie Goyim. He says, no, when Rava took the money, he should have given it to Aniyim, but not to Jewish Aniyim. Give it to the non-Jews. There's also charity cases for them as well. So Rava Nami. So Rava also did this. He did them. So if Rava did do this, and that's what Rabbi Ami wanted him to do, then why did he get upset? So Rava says, Rabbi Ami ikpid who? Why? Those sinuha kaime. They didn't tell him the full part of the story, right? No one told him that Rava gave the money that came from if a Hormiz that he gave it to non-Jews. He thought he gave it to the Jewish Aniyim. So that's why he was machbid. But when he found out, if they would have told him the full story, then in fact he would not have gotten upset. Okay, Mr. Shem will pick it up next time at the top of Yud Aleph with the new Braisa.